Are you ready?
Thank you.
Then brace yourself.
She's not pretty. I mean, that sounds bad, but whatever.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
I want to talk about this story because there's so many things about it that intrigue me, and I want to do like a little bit of a deeper dive into what I think is really going on here. So this week we found out that Bradley Cooper is dating Uma Abedin.
That you just made that word up.
Yeah, you're going to go, who that is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you made that word up. Bradley Cooper is dating Hoochieberg Flapplefee.
So you will know her in two contexts. You will know her as Hillary Clinton's number one aide. She was like Hillary Clinton's right-hand woman.
Mm-hmm.
But not more importantly, because I think this is kind of sad, she's Anthony Weiner's soon-to-be ex-wife. The divorce is almost being finalized. So Uma Abedin is the woman that was married to Anthony Weiner for a lot of years. They have a 10-year-old kid together. And then that whole scandal broke where it was revealed that he was texting underage girls and showing them his penis and sending pictures of, you know, his erect cock in underwear. And she has written a book about it, and she was interviewed recently by New York Magazine where she was finally look, we know it was probably very humiliating, but she really is revealing how incredibly humiliating that was for her and the utter shame that she felt being associated with somebody like that. It was her husband. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's bad enough when it happens to a politician. Imagine also that's your husband.
And didn't she show up on a couple of TV things with him holding hands and things like that? Or am I thinking about somebody else?
Yeah, no, she didn't really hold his hand. Initially, she was kind of standing by him, but when it was revealed that that was the actual situation, she stepped away from him pretty quickly, and he was doing press by himself. And then we didn't really hear that they were getting divorced. What happened was they happened to live in my neighborhood. And I'd seen her around with the kid, and I'd seen him around separately. He's always in the same supermarkets that I go to, so you see him with his baseball cap in and out of the supermarkets. And either people ignore him or they yell shit at him, like he's persona non grata around here. Then we stopped seeing her around, and I guess once everybody knew where they lived, the press started camping out, and she left that apartment like pretty quick, or he left. One of them left the apartment and left it for the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they knew that they were splitting up, because one of them had moved out, and I think he moved out, and it was pretty obvious he had moved out because they followed him to Union Square, some other place where he was living. That was a big story. It was a big national story, but it was really big here in New York, because Anthony Weiner, up until that, was like totally beloved, and he could have been mayor of this city. Like he had a lot of potential Mayor Weiner. I know. We would have had so much fun with that. It would have been awesome. But he showed his wiener to a child, basically, and so that's the end of him. He's done. He's doing local radio here, and he openly talks about all of this stuff. So he's trying to find a way to be likable again, but I don't think it's working. And I don't know that he's commented on his ex dating Bradley Cooper, but that's what was revealed this week. This is a very big deal because, all right, so it's a big deal for two reasons. One is they kept it secret all this time, which if you're a celebrity and you have paparazzi following you, and then you're the wife of somebody who's infamous, who's kind of on the radar for, like, bad stuff, people are also keeping their finger on your pulse, too.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that they were able to keep this relationship under wraps for all these months is pretty impressive.
Where does a Bradley Cooper meet a Mrs. Weiner?
Well, that's the most interesting part about it, because I don't know if you know, but Bradley Cooper is actually very, very close to Anna Wintour. Anna Wintour is an odd one. Like, so, you know, she runs Vogue, and she has she's a lot of friends, but she's a small group that are like, that she considers like her best friends. Kanye and Kim Kardashian are like her best friends.
Mm-hmm.
She's really close with Kim Kardashian. She's also really close with Bradley Cooper. which I thought was odd, but they're good friends. They hang out together. They do stuff together. They go out for dinner. Like, they have a real friendship and a real relationship. I think it's odd that when Kim Kardashian was single, Anna Wintour didn't even for a second think to set up Bradley Cooper with Kim Kardashian. She knew that that was not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
She knew that Bradley Cooper was looking to up his game, and that will lead me to my theory about him. She's also really close with Uma Abedin. They've been very close because I think Anna Wintour has a relationship with Hillary Clinton, and as a result, she and Uma became like really, really good friends also. So it was not unusual at the Met Gala back in May that we saw Uma Abedin walking around in that big yellow dress. I don't know if you remember, people made jokes about her looking like Big Bird because of these big giant sleeves. And it was a lot of dress. She's a tiny, tiny woman. And it was just the dress was like eating her alive. And then now people are unearthing photos of Uma Abedin on the red carpet. And if you look past her on the other end of the red carpet, you see Bradley Cooper. He's shaking hands. He's taking photographs with people. And they totally played it off like they just both so happened to. You wouldn't even think that they knew. You would think like she arrived. She's hanging out with Hillary Clinton, who was there too. And he just randomly arrived after her. They don't know each other. Just one random celebrity after another. Because look, it's the Met Gala. Celebrities are pouring out of cars onto the red carpet there. So there's no reason why you would put two and two together at that point because it's a match made in random.
Mm-hmm.
Like these are two people that you would never put together. So yeah, apparently it's going well enough that they've outed themselves as a couple. We now know they are a couple and it's official. Page Six has reported it. The Daily Mail, Newsweek, it's everywhere.
And we're happy for them.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, here's what's interesting about her. So she's very religious. She's Muslim and she's very religious to the point where she did not believe in premarital sex. So Anthony Weiner was her first Weiner.
Really?
Yeah. She hadn't had Weiners till Weiner.
So is Bradley her second Weiner?
Bradley Cooper would be her second Weiner.
But they're not married, so she hasn't had Bradley Cooper Weiner yet.
Well, we don't know. That's the thing. I don't know how religious she still is. I don't know if she's relaxed her philosophy in that way. Remember, she was very young back then. You have these ideas when you're young, and you know how it is. Once you break the cherry, that's it.
Your husband's dick goes on Twitter,
yeah,
then you can pretty much relax that part of your life.
Yeah, yeah. And you're free to do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the background. So Uma Abedin has only been with Anthony Weiner. She might have dated other men, but you know, nothing happened sexually.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bradley Cooper has dated
half of Hollywood.
Well, yes, that's the thing. So Irina Shayk, the Russian model, is the baby mama to his little girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Before her, he was with this other model named Suki Waterhouse for 2 years. He was with Zoe Saldana for 2 years. He was with Renee Zellweger after he broke up with Jennifer Esposito. And he's had a series of models and actresses, basically. That's who he's been with. And I think you get to a point in your career when you start to win Oscars and you start to do movies and television shows that are a little more serious. And you want to be taken a little more seriously. And I have always been of the mind that Bradley Cooper looked at George Clooney and thought, that's my role model.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Bradley Cooper started out on television. He was on Anthony Bourdain's show, No Reservations. He played the Anthony Bourdain character.
Mm-hmm.
So he started out in like some stupid sitcom the same way George Clooney did. And then worked his way into movies, but kind of like comedy movies, you know, rom-coms, the same way George Clooney did. Then eventually, a lot more serious films. So now he did Nightmare Alley, which is a black and white film, the same way George Clooney did Good Night and Good Luck.
Mm-hmm.
And just the way George Clooney started going from acting in major films where he was winning Oscars to directing, that's exactly what Bradley Cooper is doing. Remember, he directed A Star is Born. He's directing films now. So I think Bradley Cooper has been trying to be George Clooney for a very long time. I think that's been his role model. And George Clooney, if you remember, dated a lot of gorgeous women, models and actresses, mostly models, a lot of people you've never heard of. Mm-hmm. And then finally, George Clooney decided that he was ready to be taken seriously as a man, as a human being. I think when you're trying to be a serious actor and then you date a model, people have this image of you in Hollywood as being kind of not serious,
mm-hmm.
you know. Not that models can't be serious and get married. It's this stigma. So once George Clooney was ready to get serious, who did he settle down with? Amal Alamuddin, who's now Amal Clooney, this incredibly gorgeous, super smart attorney who is an international lawyer and focuses on human rights. So she's not even just gorgeous and smart. She has this amazing career where she does really special things for the world. She's literally trying to change the world. Like she's a catch and a half. Like the funny thing is whenever anybody says like George Clooney's wife, it's like, no, you mean Amal Clooney, the international rights lawyer, and her actor husband.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's the low man on the totem pole in that relationship. So I think Bradley Cooper has his sights on Uma Abedin because she is very much like Amal in the way that she is the top of her field, incredibly smart, a force to be reckoned with, not an actor, not in that Hollywood world at all. Also skinny, gorgeous, like, you know, has the same type of look, you know, dark hair. They look a little bit alike.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like on some level, this completes the checklist for Bradley Cooper finally becoming George Clooney.
So you're going on record now to say Bradley Cooper is getting married to this girl.
Getting married to this girl and with the hope of having twins, just like George Clooney.
And moving to France.
They live in Italy.
Same difference. So they're moving to another country, getting married, having twins. He's doing the whole thing.
Well, I don't know about the movie to another country thing,
mm-hmm.
but I do know, you know, if you think about it, George Clooney was the consummate bachelor. He would tell women while he was dating them, I'm not looking for anything serious. This is just fun, you know, because they were models and actresses and he wasn't going to be taking them seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Bradley Cooper did the same thing. He went from model to model to actress, you know, and kind of said, I'm not really looking for anything here. And, you know, but then George Clooney settled down with this incredibly smart, beautiful, like just amazing woman that I can't believe she wanted him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like he's very handsome and all that, but you know, is he going to be enough for her?
So you're saying in 2023 they're going to get married?
Yeah,